A cheerful little legacy. Or growing up is slow, but not that hard. You just have to keep at it. As you might have guessed, your biggest problem is listening to everyone else and doing exactly what they tell you to do. Eventually, you figure out that people want you to become more convenient. And teachers, all those high and mighty and loving creatures, couldn't really care less about the integrity of your education. If you follow their directions, your mind will become scattered. All your thoughts and questions will be looping around in on themselves. By following directions, you are not in charge of yourself, and instead of growing up, you will just age, and sometimes to become bitter and kind of crazy. What you need to do is begin assembling yourself in spite of poverty, in spite of bondage, and in spite of ridicule, and any yelling you may experience, and even in spite of being a castaway or being seen as a black sheep. The integrity of your mind must always come first. Life is not a game. It is not a script. You get nothing out of it unless you begin authentically growing up layer by layer. This is not some great challenge, not a great punishment. This is simply your own natural process. The process of following your curiosities. Life will never be easy. It never gets easy. Challenges will always arise, and as time progresses, they will be greater and greater and more involved and more complex. And you will need yourself not to implode with every challenge. That means massive amounts of unbreakable content of character that can only be begotten by the pursuit of your own curiosities. You begin with just a couple of pages in a journal. You can just imagine them. What is it that you are protecting? What do you care about? What of the machinery of the world that surrounds you calls to you? It is hard at first, as you know little when you are little, but things like philosophers, powerful poems, maybe hiking or the Appalachian Trail, or even 3D modeling and printing, maybe even programming, or painting with the use of a wall projector, or even making AI music albums, which is very challenging, will start sticking out, will start gently calling to you. And those are going to be your first steps on the first layer, or the first level, or the first plateau. The same things will continue calling to you throughout your entire existence. Often, they will be transformed by what you have learned on top of them. But fundamentally, it's always the same things that call to you. It's kind of amazing. And each time you circle around, revisiting all the things that you hold dear, not only do you learn more, but bring more of what you have learned from your other curiosities. And layer by layer, you build. And no one must push you away from who you are and what you are interested in. It all has to grow. When teachers tell you what to learn and in what sequence and when to stop, or parents tell you who you need to become in life, they are actually endangering your mind, endangering your extremely delicate ecosystem right inside of your mind. If they manage to threaten you sufficiently so and collapse your cycle of curiosities, you will not rise, not in the first part of your life. You will instead scatter. There will be fear, doubt, disbelief, loneliness, and confusion. People will come to tell you what to do, but you will always suspect that they are just telling you this to make their own lives a tiny little bit more convenient. No matter what anybody ever tells you, you start growing from your very own center, and you move on up. You know, people actually forget to learn. They aren't reminded of their intellectual inheritance in the shape of thousands of books, all written by clear-thinking, non-religious intellectuals who actually got somewhere in life. Such books not only grant knowledge, but alter a person's culture, helping them inherit the culture of great thinkers, of great beings. No, close your eyes and look around the world. Lots of people start at different levels in areas with different levels of education. We all must aim to catch up real quick so that we can meet on the same level and eventually converge in wisdom on world peace. Aside from revolving around your own curiosities, you also have to protect yourself from stress, as it too will scatter you. Stress comes in many forms. Sometimes you don't even see it coming. Bullies will, for one, try to corrupt you and turn you into a bully as well. Manipulators will hope to make you feel stuck or unintelligent so that you listen to their advice that is likely to help them more than it will help you. And poverty is a son of a gun, and you know what? It is entirely artificial. It is not your fault, it is not your family's fault, it is a complete political failure. It is made up, and you have to reject it so that it doesn't hold you back. Many people never make it into the library to check out their narrated books and learn their wisdom because they think that they are too poor, because they believe that they are workers and that there is no time, and then stress swallows them, and then disables them from reading and listening to books, and they never get out. They spend their entire life working, never noticing that poverty was just an artificial label, that to get out was found in growing up, not just working every day of their life. It is quite often that people are too far into the consequences of the choices they made, sometimes with the help of others, to gently work themselves back out. Their exit can only be found in the Triple Crown. A nearly 2-year journey. Can you imagine? A journey across the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. It is hard, it is painful, it is sometimes very lonely, and they have to become tough as nails. But to make it to the end, people will reconstitute themselves. They will become who they once were, and they will resume where they left off. They will start rising towards who they hope to be.
In a word, they will find themselves again. For the rest of us, and the others who catch up, day by day, we grow in wisdom. That is what growing up means. That is actually what being human means. Wisdom is the only sturdy building material capable of hoisting you up without any threat of collapse. It's purely positive. There is nothing negative about wisdom.
Well, as far as good people are concerned, wisdom is absolutely the greatest threat to every liar and ruler and dictator. Wisdom has never asked anyone for donations or for tolerance of crimes. Wisdom does not have a label or a central organization with a pretty freaking bloody history. It is purely a positive force of enablement, of empowerment, of strength, of courage, of unbreakability, of clarity, and you know what? Of human beauty. Wisdom is beauty.
Thus, the magnificent you, fueled by knowledge, in large part inherited from great beings, but also transformed by the culture of great beings, and touched by starry nights, you can't ignore what's above your head, you set off on a great interstellar, that's right, journey. Not just as a human, but as a creature of the stars. It is an undeniable fact. To transform all your wisdom, all the wisdom you have inherited, discovered, and synthesized with who you are, who you have grown into by following your own path and your own curiosities. To transform your wisdom into something you share. A cheerful little legacy of adventure and stories and joys and what you've learned and where you've been and how you have risen.